Okay. I'd like to call the Otter Rock Water District Board meeting for October 10th, 2023 to order. And at 6:06, I am doing the meeting. Lisa is ill and can't be here. So we'll do roll call online. Lisa is absent. Eileen?
Here.
Kelly? Kelly, you're on mute.
I'm here.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for the little reminder.
And Whitney is here. And we also have Delano Sanders. We have the Mullins, Pat Anderson, and Patty Hart. Consent agenda is approval of the board summary for the September meeting. However, it's not done and it hasn't been distributed to the board, so we're going to have to skip that. I apologize. Things happen.
Okay.
And we will skip and hope that Curtis gets here. We'll skip the water operator's report for right now. And let's move on to the treasurer and office report.
Okay. Treasury report is as follows. As of September 30th, First Security checking account balance is $80,173.71. Uncleared is $2,704.59, with a QuickBook register balance of $77,469.12. General checking account activity deposits $12,472.67. Withdrawals $1,298.72. Treasury savings account $86,363.58. System development fund account $61,608.22. Community center account unchanged at $366.79. Fluorination account. The First Security balance is $6,692.46. Uncleared is $2,494.91, with a QuickBook register balance of $4,197.55. The AR balance sheet total is a negative $14,423.75. The current QuickBook assets is $218,076.42. The bills to pay are $5,148.87. And let's see, I didn't see a breakdown on the one Highland bill, so I'll just kind of look for that, but we can kind of look at that later.
Yeah.
I had sent an email out. The payroll service that we're using is I'm not really sure what's going on, but they haven't been responding, and we didn't get any payroll reports for September. I'm still waiting for third quarter tax returns, and I'm really concerned that something's happened. There was some rumor that the person that was running that company may be ill. And anyways, I was really hoping that we would be able to kind of get through the end of the year without looking for a new payroll service, but she hasn't replied to me. I know she hasn't replied to Whitney. So I think we're probably going to have to reach out to somebody else to finish out the year. So
Are they not answering their phone?
nothing. Yeah.
I've been trying to get a hold of her via email for probably close to 2 months,
Yeah.
and
Yeah.
she never responds.
Yeah. Yeah. I've sent her text messages. I've tried calling her. So,
Yeah. Okay. Well, one time I couldn't get through anybody by email. I called their main reception line and was able to finagle my way into whoever I needed to talk to. But
you know, I know she's had like problems retaining people. I don't know that much about her, you know,
right.
to be honest with you. So I just know that there hasn't been any response from her, which is really concerning.
I've been trying to get her to send us a bill for probably since when did we pay it, in April or May?
Yeah.
And we'll get it next week. We'll get it to you next week. But now we're like accumulating another large charge of them because she won't send them.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Did you get paid, Whitney?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, and on time.
I've heard about that.
You got to look at the positive. At least we got Whitney paid here.
Yeah. So.
Do you think we should send her a registered letter by mail?
I don't think we need to, Kelly. I don't. We're not under contract with her. You know,
we are.
Are we?
Yeah, we were. But I don't think it's. I don't think it had a time length. But we did sign a contract.
We did or didn't?
We did.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
we would. We should have a copy of that at the office.
Okay. Well, she's probably voided that contract, I would think, without replying to us. So.
Well, right. Yeah, but I mean, does she have data that we would need to have back, or do we have all that?
No, we would need more data. You said the quarterly report didn't come in yet, and
there's a third quarter report, and this last payroll, I haven't seen it yet. So
right.
Yeah. Yeah. So we need to get some information from her. So yeah. I mean, I'll keep trying to reach her.
Right, but if we sent a registered letter, she'd have to sign for it, and then at least we could document that in good faith we've been trying to address this concern.
Sure, sure. Yeah, we could do that.
I can work on a letter Friday.
Yeah, that's fine. Okay.
Right, but yeah.
We're trying to get a hold of you. Where are you?
You just need to get.
Yeah, I mean, that's, I would imagine for tax purposes alone, that's a pretty important piece to have.
Oh, yeah. And we can get the information from the state, probably, but we shouldn't have to.
So, you know, the one thing that I know she has been doing is, you know, at least those taxes have been being paid because
they're submitted every month. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, that would be the real concern, is if she's creating a payroll and then not doing anything with the taxes. So I just wonder if she isn't ill, but, you know,
very likely.
There again, I'll try to keep getting in touch with her. And hopefully she'll respond. But even if she does respond, I really think we need to look at changing. This is just ongoing every month.
Right. So,
you know, and it's just kind of silly. It's one paycheck. So.
Right. So you mentioned the breakdown for the Highland bill.
Mm-hmm.
And I did just get this done. There's a very small amount that we could charge to the chlorination.
Okay.
How much?
$115.78. I'll send the spreadsheet after the meeting.
Okay.
And then the balance, which would be $10,463.98, would be from the general fund.
How much?
10,463, and I didn't hear this.
Oh, no, no, wait, I've got something wrong.
The invoice was only 3,000 something.
Well,
there's two invoices.
Yeah, but one was only 1,600.
Never mind. Don't write those things down. I gotta look through my spreadsheet again.
Okay.
Like I said, I always need someone double checking my work.
Okay.
Well, Eileen.
Yeah.
I sent Devin an email, and he did send me the bill and the meter readings at some point this afternoon. I forwarded it to you.
Yeah.
The one for
The one for 1600, Whitney?
No, that's just our contracted amount that they save in memory. Right. So that bill ended up being 10,000 something for the month. And then the 3,000 was a breakdown he did for one of the meter installs. Correct. So there's two separate invoices. I asked him to separate that one so I can send an invoice copy to the homeowner.
Okay, so the bills to pay is wrong then. Oh, okay. I didn't see that, Whitney. I didn't see that latest one. Okay.
Yeah, so I sent a new report too.
On the treasury report, I need to correct that amount. The bills to pay is should be $15,728.63. Sorry. And that's the difference is the Highland water bill, which was $12,179.76. Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Regarding, I'll double check my breakdown there, but I guess I was right in the first place. I forgot that there was that 3,000 bill was from a meter install for a new service, which we
so
are
the client. So the chlorination amount is still going to be $115.70.
Why don't you wait and let me?
Yeah, I think we better
send
wait
it to
on
me.
That.
It's like, yeah.
Send me.
I'm not going to get them until tomorrow afternoon anyway. So
yeah.
So one thing I have a question about in this invoice that they sent us, when they talk about the hours for preparation for meter splicing and then the hours for meter splicing, it would be really good to know. How many meters was that?
Well, that's on the.
It should show on the invoice.
Look at their.
I don't see that they are saying how many meters.
No, they don't. They reported on their the monthly operations report. Curtis lists the meters that. Oh, here he is. I gotta let him in.
So on 9/26 and 9/28, how many meters was that total for?
That was for four meters.
Four. Yeah, it looks like four.
Four or five. Wait a minute. Ottercrest Loop, Third Street. Oh, no, sit. No, five.
Okay.
Yeah, those are right.
Five. Okay.
5 meters.
Sorry about that. Second time's a charm.
Hey, there you go.
Hi, Curtis.
Also, probably delayed letting you in, too.
Oh, you're good. I'm sorry. I had an alarm set on my office computer and then walked out of the office. Shame on me.
Oh, hey, there you go. That's something I do. Okay, we're doing the treasurer's report, so I think we're almost done. Are there any more questions about the financial reports?
Well, I had a question about the minus $14,000 and cents.
And that is where?
That's the accounts receivables. Kelly, that's because the majority of, or I shouldn't say the majority, but a lot of our customers pay in advance. A lot of our customers will pay 6-12 months in advance. So it's reflected in that number. So there may be, so it's almost like money we've received, but we don't really, we can't really apply it yet.
Uh-huh.
And so every month it's kind of, as the bills are generated, that money is deducted, right? So it's like if you paid $1,200 towards your water bill.
Right.
So you've paid through next year at some point. Right. So we've received that money. So because we've received it, it's reflected in that dollar amount because we're not reflecting it somewhere else, like in an escrow account. So as the money is used, that dollar amount gets less towards zero.
Well, except then we get more prepaid.
Right. But then we get,
it ranges between 10 and $10,000 a month. Yeah.
And if you maybe when we sit down, I can show it to you, Kelly. That'll help me. We could run a report, an accounts receivables report that shows what everybody owes or what everybody has as a credit. Yeah. So yeah. But that's what that number is. Okay. So
I forgot my stack of reports, so I'm not looking at it, and I'm not sure if this affects it, but there is an almost $1,300 for a SDC charge that hasn't been paid yet too. So that might be making that number bigger than it.
No, looks. That would make it's that not number. On there. Okay. That would make that number smaller. So okay. I think you, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not looking at it, so
we just need to run an aging Whitney, that would help. And I
can send you one tomorrow.
Yeah, well, that's fine. I can just kind of go over it with Kelly too when I sit down with her, so she can kind of get a better idea. So there is in that number though, Kelly, there's a whole nother dollar amount that is actually due, right? So so it's just a plus and minus. So. Okay.
Yeah.
But we're solvent, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh,
definitely.
I think I had one or two late fees to apply this month, and that was it. So people are either prepaid or on time.
Yeah.
Great.
Okay. Good to know. Okay. Yeah. I'd like to get a motion to approve the treasurer's report if there's no other questions.
I'll give a motion to approve the report, the treasurer's report.
Okay.
I'll second it, and I'll send you, I'll send you the right bills to pay amount. I can edit that. So.
I think we've got that. Whitney sent it out.
I sent out a new copy.
Yeah, it's just not on the report.
Yeah. Yeah, we could edit that. Yeah. Okay. We're voting on approving the treasurer's report. Eileen?
Yes.
Kelly?
Yes.
And Beth will vote yes. And then we need a motion to approve the bills.
I'll motion to approve.
I'll second the motion.
Okay. Kelly?
Yes.
Eileen?
Yes.
And Beth votes yes, so motion passes. Oh, I forgot to say motion passes on approving the treasurer's report. Okay. So I think we might have had some things to talk about as far as payroll processing, but let's wait on that and let Curtis do his report.
Sounds good. Once again, so sorry I'm late. Thank you for the reminder, Beth. That's mm-hmm. That's my bad. I'll set an alarm on my phone next time. I usually have that with me. Yeah. A few items to note for the month. For September, we had one leak that a homeowner accidentally drilled through a water service line. Beth was kind enough to respond and get him the tool he needed. We had Cody show up a few hours later. He was just out of the area. So that was a Saturday morning or a Sunday morning. And so thank you to Beth for helping out with that. It's an unfortunate reality, but if Cody's unavailable, he has a life like anybody else, but then the quickest we could get out to you guys is about 2 hours. So it was really nice to have Beth able in the area to hand off a tool this guy needed. Other items that got done, a couple of miscellaneous locates and turnoffs, and then the 5 meters that got spliced in. One on 3rd Street to an Autocrest loop, and I believe last two were on Gladys. We started out having one service line exposed, one on Autocrest loop, and that was kind of our jump start. And then we ended We have two holes still open. I did a parts check, and we have enough parts to put in 7 more meters, and I think that leaves 1 or 2 meters left on the shelf as a stock, just in case something happens to one of them or they stop breeding. So that's where we're at. Looking currently at the week of the 23rd to just send out a crew for 2 or 3 days to do the same thing, and hopefully this time we'll get the last 7 installed. Beth has been kind enough. She's given us a full list, so we have our picking and choosing to go from. And we have 2 of them already open, so we should be able to start day 1 with a back trailer and a crew out there ready to change meters. So that's kind of where we're at on the water side. And then we're hoping to wrap up those 7 meters, call this portion of the meter changing complete. And then for the board, just so you know, as of November 1st, we are going to be switching from Highland Water to a subsidiary of Northwest Natural. And so they have a water division. I'm trying to remember the name of it. It's not Northwest Natural. It's Stone something. But it's a part of the mother company. And so we're trying to make sure that all the work we've done for Otter Rock is completed, so that there's a clean break between the work that Highland did and the work that Northwest Natural will be doing on the for you guys. And on that note, nothing's really going to change on your side of things. You'll still be working with me. You'll still be working with the same crew. So nothing's going to change. There'll still be Cody doing the weekly routines. Just a different overall company name.
Well, and a different owner.
Will the billing stay the same, Curtis, or are you not sure yet?
That one I don't know. I could ask. I know that we're switching up a lot of like the technology, like our IT security score is really low, and so we're switching up how we do a bunch of things. From what I understand, it's going to stay the same for the clients as far as like bill rates and how you're billed. But the things might look just a little bit different as far as the software we're using and how your invoices actually look.
Devin's still involved though, so he's still a good contact.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah, it's okay, all the same people. So you're welcome to reach out to Devin. You can call the front office. It'll still be Teresa.
Yeah. Okay. Are you excited about the change?
I am. I think it'll be very, very eye-opening to see what it's like to work for a big company. They've got a few other places that need our help that are comparable in size to what we do now. So we'll be taking on a lot more clients a lot more quickly.
So, yeah.
It'll be interesting.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. So, especially when you're used to being your own company. So,
yeah, it's well, never been my own company, but
yeah,
I get what you're saying.
Yeah, well, hopefully it'll be good. Hopefully it'll be good. So,
oh yeah, yeah. I agree.
I did have a question about the meter readings. I know that for the chalets, it listed a 40 million gallon usage.
Okay.
We can go over that reading with you, but did you do the calcs on the most recent one?
Yeah, it's the one that they sent.
Is that what you got, Whitney?
Yeah, and I emailed Devin immediately. I'm like, is this really the right number? And I haven't heard back before I left the office. I had to come home like 5:30. So I'll get it probably tomorrow and then go from there.
I know Cody will be in the area tomorrow. I can have him double check the read.
Okay. If that is the correct number, then that would be a huge leak or something.
That's insane.
Well, that would be more than we have. So
yeah. You guys, I don't think you make that much water in a month.
No.
Well, I almost had a heart attack when I did the numbers. I was like, wait a minute, this can't be right.
Yeah, so I just, I have taken over this duty now. So when I looked at that, I thought, holy tamale.
Probably. It looks like an extra zero.
Yeah, last month too, we had one that was in the negative, and I think that Craig and I just Craig figured out it was just missing a zero. So
okay. Pretty significant amount of water, though, even if you take a zero away.
That's why I didn't say anything immediately. I wanted to make sure that it was right before I like sent out that not so great news.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, we should double check that reading, or perhaps Cody can stop by.
Say, I did have a conversation with a guy at the chalet saying that he had a water line break. He got it repaired. It's on his side, so it doesn't have anything to do with us.
Okay.
He was just hoping to connect up to our sewer system, and I told him we didn't have one.
Is that the guy that
municipal sewer here?
Yeah.
Is that the guy I referred you to?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, they have their own system.
Yeah, well, I guess the EPA is not very happy with them, so we'll see
what they do. Yeah, they've been having problems with it, with land movement there. Welcome to the Oregon coast.
He was telling me they have to move the whole tank.
Probably, yeah.
Oh, dear.
How are we on our chlorine residuals?
Chlorine residuals are good. They're yeah. Weak yeah. for anything outside of Otter Rock, but as for a community that's not used to dealing with chlorine, we try and keep it low so that people don't call in and complain. If you it go to like a city, very common common residual would be like a 1.5. You guys are, you know, almost a tenth of that.
Right.
So it's very, very low. And we're passing all of our back tea and bacterial tests. So I'm not concerned about the quality of the water. This is just an extra precaution we're taking. Reservoir levels looking good. Cody did the overflow check. We went from 7 gallons a minute overflowing to 4.5. So still keeping an eye on it. He's checking it 3 times a week to make sure we never dip down below where it's supposed to be holding. And if it does, we'll just turn on spring 3, and that'll get us an extra 60, 70,000. Or I did math at one point, maybe it's 30,000 gallons a day. So a lot of water regardless. So we should be just fine until the spring pick back up.
Right. A couple months. We keep getting the rain like we did this afternoon.
Yeah, I know. I'm so happy I'm not working out in the field today. It's been nasty out here.
Right, yeah, well, it really came down here for a while. Okay, thanks. Are there any other questions for Curtis?
All right.
Okay.
It's been a pleasure.
Well, thanks,
Curtis. Good seeing everybody.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Thanks, Curtis. Have
a wonderful evening.
You too.
Okay. Back to really kind of the treasurer office report, payroll processing. I know, Eileen, you mentioned something. Should we switch? And we've kind of batted that around every once in a while. I think now would be a good time so that we get there before maybe by the end of the year. And so we don't have, you know, W-2s coming from two different areas.
Well, that's what I was hoping to avoid, Beth.
Yeah.
And you know, unfortunately, she's not responding to me, so I'm concerned about October, November, and December payroll at this point, which will be, you know, fourth quarter stuff. So I'm concerned that we're going to be able to make it to the end of the year. Mm-hmm. So I will try her again. And I'd like to see the contract that we've got with her. If that's something that somebody can find, I've never seen it. So, and in the meantime, I guess the payroll service that we used before Bicor was Paychex, and then we've also used Grimstad. So I don't know if, you know, if we want to go back to Grimstad, if we want to go back to Paychex, I really don't care. months. So if we want to go back to paychecks, I'm assuming that we've probably got an existing account with them that we may be able to.
Well, we closed that out, so we'd have to renegotiate a price.
Right.
I have very definite opinions about paychecks. Their support was not good at all. They're a huge company.
They're big.
We only have one employee, and I'm sure even though we were paying to have our own representative, it was difficult and got more and more difficult to get a hold of them.
Yeah.
There's a lot of other online providers as well, and there may be more local people too that we could look into.
Yep.
But I would say now's the time to start looking at that.
Yeah, well, we might need them for next month. So yes, I agree. If I can't get a hold of her, so.
Nope, I lost Whitney.
I can go into the office tomorrow and look for the contract.
Well, we've got it. It's in the email somewhere, at least. You know, but yeah, it would be, I'll look and see if I can't dig it up.
Okay.
It's either in the emails. I probably have it, you know, downloaded from the email in a folder. It just might take me a few minutes to find it. And I will email it out if I can find it tonight, and then you don't have to look for it unless you want to see the one printed out with, you know, and signed.
Well, I was just trying to be helpful.
Yeah.
I don't
okay.
That she wanted to see it. So I was just trying to.
There might be a file folder over there, Kelly, that says Brycor.
There should be.
And Whitney might know too. So I think we lost her. So
I can go look before my dentist appointment.
Okay.
Pat has her hand up or something. Is that right?
Excuse me?
Pat has her hand up.
Oh, and she's on mute. Pat, did you have something?
May I comment about the payroll issue?
Uh-huh.
Grimstead was you found paychecks not to be too responsive, but Grimstead made lots of mistakes and didn't get checks out on time and that kind of thing. They may have changed by now, hopefully, I didn't hear a mention about whether our third quarter payroll taxes would be, do we know if this person has done them, if we have the data to do it ourselves so that we don't get stuck with a fine for not filing on time.
Well,
don't know the answer to that, Pat. We've got the information if we need it, but I don't know if she's done them yet. The last time I talked to her, which was a little while ago, she said that she was working on the third quarter payroll taxes. So there again, I mean, I'm just at this point really trying to get in touch with her. So
okay.
So you know, I don't know when they're, I don't really remember what the schedule is. So third quarter is the end of September, so I don't know when they have to be filed by, if it's the 15th of October or what that schedule
15th
is.
I recall it's been a long time since I did payroll.
I don't remember, so
I think it's a 15th.
The dollars get submitted monthly now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But there's a report. There's that quarterly report. Yeah. So
thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. Next on the agenda is the Business Oregon loan update. We intend to do a customer survey. We're hoping to get that at some point here. And it seemed to be very positive for us to have a new survey done, and the results of it hopefully positive for Business Oregon. They encouraged us to do that. Other than that, we haven't heard, and we haven't heard on our FEMA, although if anybody else read about the continuing resolution that was passed, did include an $18 billion increase for FEMA, which is good news. Because FEMA ran out of money because of so many emergencies, they ran out of money, so they weren't approving new money for the mitigation projects, which ours is. So we might yet hear about FEMA in the next few months. Other than that, anything else on that from anybody? Eileen, the Business Oregon update, customer survey, or anything?
Well, the only thing on that is we need to get the survey done. And I think we're kind of in somewhat of a, I don't want to say limbo, but we're kind of in limbo because we're waiting to hear on this FEMA grant. And I think in order to do the survey, we could, if we want exact numbers, that's I think my stumbling block right now is I think we could do a survey with some general information, but without knowing what we're going to get from FEMA, it's kind of hard to put a survey together saying, you know, well, this is
right. What would you support?
We probably do know what we're going to get from FEMA. We just don't know if we're going to get it or not. I mean,
right.
We applied for the amount. So my understanding is it's either approved or not, our project.
Okay, well, then the numbers as far as if we don't get the FEMA money, is the community willing to support this great big amount that Business Oregon is not really willing to give us?
Right. Now, we do have that last thing that they sent that was for $1 million or $1.5 million loan. There were a couple scenarios they sent us that, and we should probably...
I mean, we maybe we should just use those, Beth.
I'm thinking maybe we do.
Yeah. Just use those scenarios.
Now, what that means is we don't know exactly what that would cover after the FEMA amount, assuming FEMA for what FEMA covers.
Right.
But it would give us, something.
Yeah, at least it would give us some numbers to present.
Right.
So maybe we should look at it that way.
Yeah, I'm thinking maybe that might be good.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's take a look at it and maybe we can put something together.
Can
present to the community.
Yeah, I had it printed out last week and was going to start working on it when my back went out. So
the different scenarios.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got that too. So
yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Minutes, survey. Okay.
But yeah, you know, let's see. It's the 10th of October. Yeah, we should maybe try to get it out here within the next, what would you say, 30 days?
I would say so. And I think maybe you can, if Eileen, you could come up with something. I could come up with something. We can start sending around via email and to the entire board and see what.
Okay. Yeah.
What we end up with.
Yeah, that's fine. And Kelly, I can send you, the scenarios that, or I can just bring them when we sit down. Whatever you'd like.
Either one. I feel bad that I can't be more helpful in this, but I'm not, you know, it's such a big ongoing project that I'm just coming in at the tail end of kind of, so I don't have enough.
Why don't I just, bring it with when we sit down, and that way you can look at it with me and and that I think that would be best instead of sending it to you and you're going, what what is this?
I just wish I could help you write the survey or something, but
well, maybe you can.
Well, maybe.
We're 30 days, so
okay, any more on that? I think we've done that one. Other correspondence, I don't have anything on the agenda, but I do have something to go in there. And I received a call from one of our customers several weeks ago about the possibility of storing a ping pong table in our community center. And I told them that we would have to bring it before the board, but they needed to get it out of there. It was at the fairgrounds facility, which I believe they're ready to demolish and rebuild. And so before demolition happened, so they needed to move it before. And so I gave them temporary permission to put it in the community center, dependent on board approval to keep it there. So if you have been in the community center in the last week or so, you will see there's a folded up ping pong table sitting in there. And Delano is the customer who called me about this. And what do you people think about us letting them store this there? And Delano, I realize I didn't really know how long you thought it would be for.
Like we discussed, I'm assuming you can hear me.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Thanks. Thanks for letting me be on this thing. I asked if we could store it until the board met, because we didn't have a place to store it. We had five tables, and they wanted them out of there immediately. So we put one in the community hall, thanks to Beth. And we wondered if we could use the facility of the community hall to play ping pong occasionally. There's not much that goes on there. I talked to a couple of people in the community and they thought it would be great to have, you know, something to do in the winter. So that's my spiel.
Right. And so how long do you think the table would be there for? Do you know?
I was hoping permanently.
Permanently?
Yeah. You know, so the community could use it.
Oh, okay. Okay, so who likes
that? That's strictly up to you. Pardon me?
What is the board? Eileen, what do you think about it? Kelly, what do you think about it?
Well, so it's secured, right? The building is secured, so that would a board member have to go to let people in?
No, what we do for use of the community center, if Delano wanted to request use of the community center,
yeah,
or any other group, they make application, the board decides whether we'll let them do it. And we've had other groups in the past. They are given a key code that opens just the front door.
Okay.
And that person is then responsible for, you know, making sure the lights get turned off after the use. And we used, most recently, since COVID, we've only had one group. We had an art group that was meeting there monthly for that. They are not doing that right now. So we've had nobody use it for quite a few months.
I'm fine with it as long as the office door is locked.
Yeah, it is locked, and they don't have access to the office. They only have access to the front door, the north door, going into the meeting room.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. You know, we just have to make sure that we lock the office door when we leave it.
Right. Well, yeah, we've always we have to. It should always be kept locked, regardless of if we have groups in there or not, but yeah.
I think that having that community center available and people actually using it would be nice. It's such a nice area. So Delano, you know, is this something that you would do on a kind of a regular scheduled basis?
It could be done that way.
It would need to be done to make sure, you know, in case we have other people using it or.
Yeah. Whatever. I mean, I don't know if you've got a group of people that play. I mean, if you play every Wednesday or, you know, something like that.
Or Saturday.
Well, we've played for years. And we used to play every Wednesday and every Saturday, first at a school and then for years at the fairgrounds. And, you know, we just had a key to it and we were real responsible. We always cleaned it up. But then COVID came along and our numbers, the number of people playing just dropped precipitously. So there's just a few of us now. And it might be nice for, you know, couple other people in the community come in and hit.
Yeah. Well, I think like Beth said, it would be nice, you know, if you're going to continue to do this with the people that you do it with, if you've got like some sort of a schedule and right. Just in case we've got somebody that wants to use the facility, which
right, some kind of conflict. Sure.
Yeah. So, but I don't have a problem with it. So.
Yeah, I think it would be wonderful to see that community room used more. So
yeah.
I would be improved.
I know there was a little chatter about doing some potlucks in there, but I haven't heard anything on that now. So
right, no. And they have it, but we actually have a calendar, and when we have had person on our website, we have a calendar just for that. Our board meetings go on there, even though we're not physically meeting there any longer, but they kind of automatically go on the community center calendar. And what we would do is for if you had a group and you wanted to meet whatever times, we would put that on the calendar.
Yeah, so that's just something to keep in mind, Delano. So
okay,
that sounds great. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Delano. Why don't you think about what you want to do for scheduling and then let me know about that. Or there's actually a form you can fill out if you like to do that from the website.
Okie doke.
Okay. We're on to special order of business, new business. Already mentioned by Curtis is the Highland Water Incorporated has been purchased by Northwest Natural Water, which is a subsidiary of Northwest Natural, which used to be Northwest Natural Gas. So they're a pretty big company. And along with the notice that of this purchase, Highland also sent us their proposed increases that would start in January. As you remember, our contract that we were running on a fiscal year and that started the last contract that started July 1st, and now we know why, Silas wanted to do it just until January 1st for the first 6 months of our fiscal year. So I did some quick calcs on that, and a lot of the manager positions increased. I don't know where it is now. I didn't pull it out by 20% of their salaries. I don't think any of their equipment increased. Their other workers increased mostly about 7%.
So Curtis would cost us 20% more starting in January.
Yeah, I think he's a manager level. That's right here somewhere. That's to figure it out. Yeah, any other discussion on that?
I don't really have anything, Beth.
Do we know how it will affect our budget? Have you done any calculations on?
Well, the rate increase is $35 a month for just the base.
That's nothing. That's no big deal.
Yeah. And as far as the other, I haven't. So, okay. Yeah.
We should probably
take a look at it
at some point.
Yeah.
And keep an eye. Or maybe after we start getting those charges in, we'll be seeing if, just in case we need to make any adjustments in our budget.
Yeah.
Oh man, I don't know where it is now. Yeah.
So our current budget goes until June of 2024.
June 30th.
Yeah.
So yeah. I can't imagine that it wouldn't affect the budget.
Oh yeah.
Well, it would. It's just if we have to make adjustments from pull some money from something else, but that's something we have to do every year. We have to start really looking at it to see if we've budgeted fairly well and we don't have to do some transfers from one category to the other or exceed. But if you exceed your budget, there's limitations on what you can do without going through a whole another budget process.
And so like with Highland, as far as what we do, like with the repairs and things like that for the water district, you should kind of put a bigger number in there in case there is some sort of an emergency, like a major water break or something. So you've got money in the budget to cover that. So you kind of draw down that money.
Okay.
So, but Beth, I will take a look at those rates and these last few invoices from Highland should help because they're larger invoices.
Right.
Yeah. So right. I'll take a look at that. Yeah.
And we just need to get an idea
and
we'll be needing to, sign a new contract that'll be effective January 1st too, so.
Yeah, I'm sure they're gonna give us a new one, so.
Right.
Okay.
And Kelly, you wanted to discuss efficiency issues related to Highland?
Well, I just wanted to know how many meters we want, how many meters were done for the charges that were made. And 5 seemed reasonable. I mean, that's a little over $1,000 a meter. With my own meter, I was a little discouraged because, when they came out, I let them know that it had been replaced.
The service line.
Yeah. And that they could, probably find it with a locator. And so when Curtis came out on the 26th, he knocked on my door and I showed him where the water meter was, which Francis had done a month before with one of the other gentlemen. And right there was the locator wire running parallel with the plastic pipe. And so.
Are you talking at your shutoff?
Yeah.
Okay, you said water meter, but you meant shutoff.
So placing the new water meter. So I'm just saying that if they would have done that in the first place, it would have saved us a lot of money. I would imagine it probably would have saved the district $400 or so. And so I just feel like you know, because they use the vac truck and the truck and the three guy or two guy, you know, wages and whatnot. And so I just, you know, what, and especially if the rates are going up, I just kind of want, I mean, if they would have listened to Francis or I in the first place, or the guy who would have been experienced enough would have known that that was a locator wire and that he should get a locator. He told Francis theirs was broken. It's just that kind of thing.
Right.
You know, we should get the most bang for our buck that we can. And it's not, you know, I'm not here to say that Highland isn't a company. I just, you know, in that particular instance, it could have been done a little more efficiently, and it would have saved the district some money.
Right.
That's kind of an ongoing issue, Kelly.
Uh-huh.
You know, I think we all get a little bit frustrated with Highland, and kind of question their work once in a while. I think one of the things that we've been trying to do with Curtis is kind of stay on top of him a little bit more to maybe help him be a little bit more accountable.
Uh-huh.
You know, I think the other thing, not that it's an excuse, but I we're very limited in who we can have down here or who we can get down here to be this water provider that we're required to have. So it's, yeah, you know, I think one of the things that we've got going for us is Craig, and he will, you know, go up to the tank farms with Cody and kind of check things with Cody. But, you know, when you've got a company coming in that's supposed to be taking care of everything for us, I think what we need to do is just keep questioning their invoices if we have issues with it. And right now it's you, me, and Beth, you know? And so I think we need to just make sure that we kind of stay on top of them. And if there's real concerns, we kind of address it with them. I know that Curtis, you know, just in the few months that I've been involved with it, I think he's come a long way as far as communicating with us. I know that they just got another new crew, and now they're changing, you know, who's going to be running the company. So, yeah, I think it's an ongoing concern. But I think other than, you know, trying to stay on top of him a little bit, I'm not quite sure what else we can do. So unless we, you know, go out there and stand with him, and I don't think that's really appropriate.
Oh, no, not at all.
Not appropriate, but I've done that several times. Just stop by. How are you guys doing? And
That's like the other day, you know, they came out and they dug this hole in our front yard, and the next thing I know, it's covered back up, and it's like, okay, did they find the water, you know? And then Scott was out there the other day, and he said, it's right here, and they found it. But, you know, it was the second try. So right. How much did they charge us for the first try? So, yeah.
Right. I agree that, especially with their rates increasing, we need to be...
Yeah.
You know, keeping a closer eye on it and complaining to them about it when we see what we think is, you know, a lack of efficiency.
And we've called them out on things before, Kelly, when they were covering some stuff up at the tank farms, and it was just like, okay, what are you guys doing up here? Because nothing's getting done. And I'm seeing a bill for it. So there's definitely room to discuss things with them. So, yeah.
All right. Well, that's, you know, that's good. And you know, it's like when I saw the invoice for the meters, you know, and it didn't tally how many meters, I just wanted to know.
Yep.
You know, so thank you.
Well, thank you.
Okay. On to our next item. Resolutions, bank signatories. I called our current bank people and seemed like every time you talk to someone, they have a new requirement and new conditions for getting our bank account changed as far as who has access and can sign on it. But Melanie, who is the Newport branch manager, and agreed that we could do a resolution as opposed to a motion that was recorded in the minutes that were then approved, which takes another whole month to do. So I sent out a resolution. There's a draft resolution on the website that basically lists, says that signing authority and access to the following accounts belonging to Otter Rock Water District shall be as follows. All current board members shall be listed as signatories on all district checking accounts and safe deposit box 1140. As of the signing date of this resolution, current board members, and I did make one change here in my first name because of the way I sign at the bank, but it lists Lisa Hall, Eileen Goldhammer, Susan Elliker, and Kelly Lombardi. And then I also changed on the signature. She said only one signature was required, but we always do two for a resolution. So for the first line, I put presiding officer, and that way I could sign that tonight. And then the other one would be commissioner. Eileen, we'll need you to do it, since Kelly can't sign really to add herself. So,
okay.
I don't know. Are you home?
Yep. For another day.
For another day. Okay.
Yeah.
I will get this printed out as a take draft off it, get it printed out, sign it. And then if you can sign it, we can scan it. The other good news, as far as the bank, instead of having everyone have to go into the bank, she said, as long as we had, and this is a new term I now know the bank people use, as long as we have a wet signature for the previous people, the only one that would need to actually go into the bank is Kelly. She can do the other ones by DocuSign. That'll make Lisa really happy.
Yes. Yes.
And I don't care. I can go by there, but okay. Anyway. So, and if she you want to just find, to scan and send our resolution and the information in via email. So okay. I can do that.
Yeah. If you want to send it over to me, I've got a printer. I can print it, sign it, scan it back to you back. Okay.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, and if you want.
Okay, so, yeah. Well, I'll send you the one that doesn't have draft on it, as long as this is okay with everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll send it to you. You could sign it and scan it and send it back, and then I can sign it and scan it. And what we need to do is have a vote on this. Whitney?
I was just going to say, if they want a wet signature, it probably has to be an original signature from both of you on the same document, not a scanned one.
No, what they meant was for a new signer.
Oh, okay, okay.
So
okay.
Since Kelly had never been signed on to her accounts before, that she has to go in, show her ID that she's Kelly, and sign at the bank.
Yeah. I was having technical difficulties, so I kind of caught part of that. So I just wanted
to. Yeah. And I'm sorry. We noticed you dropped off, and I probably didn't see you, that you had come back in that soon. But
that's okay. And then when I got cut off, just really quick, what I was going to say was I can contact my contact at Grimstad and see if they'd be willing to take us on as a client again, and then get information from them if you want.
Please. That would be great, Whitney. Okay. Appreciate it.
No problem.
Yep. I motion to approve the resolution, Beth.
If that's what you needed.
Yes, that's what we need. I will second that. And then we just need to vote on it. I will vote yes. Eileen?
Yes.
Kelly?
Kelly?
I said yes. Am I muted again?
Thank you. So motion passes. We'll get that signed and scanned and everything, get it sent in, and then I'll find out. I'll have them let me know when they'll be ready for you to come in and let you know, Kelly.
Okay, sounds good.
Signed up, and then when they get all the signatures, then you can be one of the two people to sign our checks. We need that. Okay, that is great. So we are now ready to do public comments. Are there any public comments? Okay, is that Pat?
I'm trying to raise my hand through Zoom, but
that's okay. I saw a hand up there, so
yes, I'm trying to reach the controllers up here, but I don't know, something isn't happening there. Under other correspondence, you did have some correspondence from me about Spring Free. And I just would like to reiterate that I feel very strongly that I would like to see the board decide to get Spring Free 100% efficient and operative, and 80% just isn't enough. Even though we have more water right now, the possibility of a spring failing or some other, a tree falling on a spring and putting it out of commission, it doesn't seem justifiable to me to fail to spend a couple thousand dollars possibly to get it 100% instead of hoping and praying that it will work if we need it. So that's all.
Okay.
And is that something that Highland would do?
Well, they already did test it. In their view, it will function. It could function for a little while and not go. I know in my opinion, and I also discussed this with Craig, that if we have to use Spring 3 and it does fail, the pump fails. The pump could always fail at any time, but the check valves were mostly the problem. We have 300,000 gallons in our large reservoir. That will, especially this time of year without people watering lawns, will get us probably a couple weeks, but at least a week, and we could. It would not be that difficult of a repair. It should be able to be done in a couple of days. I think we're okay. I think we're going to squeak by, even though it does take a couple months for our springs to fully recharge from the rains.
So we
still have overflow and, you know.
I don't think there's a reason that we couldn't get some pricing from Highland to give us a quote on, you know, whatever needs to be done to get it fully functional. So we could certainly ask.
But yeah, but as far as an urgency, I don't think it's really urgent right at this point. Hopefully, well, all going to be get rebuilt eventually anyway.
Yeah, I think it would be a good idea to get some pricing so that we could look at it. it might not be a priority, but if we knew how much it was going to cost, and then, you know, there is some weather predictions out there that with the El Nina that we may have a drier than normal fall and winter. And just if we did need to use it, it would be nice that it was working instead of having to count on it getting fixed.
Well, it is working, Kelly. Don't think it's not working.
I'm talking about fully functional.
Right, right.
That check valve in place so that people don't have to go up at 2 or 3 in the morning to turn it off.
I don't think they do.
From what Curtis and Craig said, it does work.
Yeah, it's working.
It's working.
Nobody's got to go up there in the middle of the night and turn it on and off. It's functioning.
They can open the valves so that and have the pump turn on. You know, we have a timer for the pump,
right?
And so they were confident that would work. They would usually, the idea is you usually set it to pump at night when people aren't using a lot of water, and then
okay, so that check valve is not an issue anymore.
There's three of them, Kelly. There's three check valves. I don't know, you know, I don't know that much about check valves, but I guess one of them is in need of replacement. But regardless, Spring 3 is functioning.
Right.
If we need it.
Pumping from Spring 3 is functioning. Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay. But we could certainly reach out to Highland and ask them what it would take to get Spring 3 fully functioning. So.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't think that's unreasonable. So.
Oh, I don't either.
Okay, we can do that. Do you want me to send Curtis an email to request that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Pat's got her hand up again.
Okay, Pat.
Maybe I grossly misunderstood, but in a conversation with Craig just yesterday, my understanding is that the timer we have either doesn't work or we don't have a timer.
And I'm a timer.
Well, is it operable?
I guess we better ask Curtis.
Timer is pretty simple thing, but yeah, that would be a real quick fix, but...
Okay, thank you.
Wire and a timer, but yeah. Okay, I'll make sure and ask about the timer.
I fully realize that it's pouring rain out right now, and it's hard to even think that we might need to use that spring, but it just seems like insurance against disaster.
Uh-huh. Right. Well, I was happy to see that we still have some overflow, which means we're getting more water, and that's in the middle of the day. We're getting more water from the springs than we're using. And maybe, you know, we caught a few leaks going on, one just down the street from me that'll help. I was really impressed, by the way, with Cody, because he called me up when he was out reading meters and told me where someone had used 75,000 gallons, and I was able to call them and get a hold of them. They weren't actually home, but they were home shortly after, and discovered the leak. The place the leak was discovered was discovered quickly, and it's taken care of. So.
Yes, good.
So that 75,000, that's accurate.
Yeah.
That's the general. I haven't done the calcs. That's what Cody noticed when he was reading the meter.
Yeah. Well, I just did 75,792.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was taken care of.
Good. I'll check that off my list.
Yeah. And Alpine, if you took a couple of zeros out, it's 40,000. Is that more in line with what they usually use?
Well, that's pretty high for, because lately they haven't been using that much, because I think they, I don't know that they've had many people there dealing with their septic issues.
Yeah, because even if you take off three zeros, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a lot.
Yeah, well, it's a quick thing to go read it again. And
yeah, so Cody was going to do that maybe tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll email him right now and ask him. And then when I hear back from Devin, I will forward you guys what he says.
Okay, but we should not wait on that because of past history.
Right. So that's what, yeah, I was concerned about.
Yeah, we need to let them know right away.
I'm messaging Cody right now.
Okay. And are you feeling better?
Yes, I finally got over the what I've been calling sober drunk COVID experience.
Yeah. I hope Lisa gets it.
Thank you for asking.
Yeah, it's just everywhere. I've just found out my sister-in-law in California. She's in a care facility, and she just got it. So.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's an easy place to get it, too.
Yeah. Well, the schools are rampant with it. Lola's best friend had it, which is assuming how I got it. And people were still sending their kids to school if they weren't feeling that bad. Because they can't afford the daycare. So it's just, you know, it's.
Yeah, they relax that rule too much, I think. That.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, scary.
I mean, no masks. They don't even have the windows open anymore like they did initially. And so.
Okay. Any other public comments? Hearing none, board member comments.
Let me look at my notes. I always forget to say something. Okay, there was that. I did that. Oh, I had one question. What would be considered a high limit for commercial use before we would contact that business and say you might be using too much water?
Well, it would depend on their history.
Right.
Okay. I mean, there's no one thing. I mean, you know, Alpine's 11 living units.
Right.
And so, of course, they're quite a bit going to use more than our other ones. We have the, you know, we've only got, what, five
currently? Right. Well, currently. I know the state parks was 21,000, I think, this last month.
Yeah, it just, you have to look back at the history, history, and we have that.
And then there was another one that was 12,434.
Right.
Yeah, okay, I'll look for that then.
I can send you a spreadsheet to show you their history for last year if you want.
Sure, that would be great.
Okay. That would probably really help her, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
All right, thank you.
Of course.
And thanks, everybody, for your patience as I keep learning.
Yeah, there's a lot. So, yeah. Well, thank you for joining us and helping out. We really appreciate that.
Definitely.
My pleasure.
Okay. Any other board comments?
Well, just thanks for taking Beth's place. I mean, thanks for taking Lisa's place tonight.
Oh, no problem. Just if I remember to do everything. You know, you get into that routine. I used to run meetings all the time, but, you know, don't do that much anymore.
Is your back better, Beth?
It's much better than it was.
Good.
But it's not all the way back.
Not all the way back yet.
No.
No.
I have this thing that it's like a big kind of tube, and you roll, you lay on it and you roll kind of back and forth. Mm-hmm. And it feels really good. It kind of pops stuff. If you want to borrow it, you're welcome to borrow it.
Okay. Yeah, not quite sure exactly what's going on, but I'm like 100 times better than I was a week ago. So
good.
Okay, if there's nothing more, we just need to announce our next board meeting is Tuesday, November 14th. And if there's no other comments, I think we should adjourn.
I agree.
Anyone in a disagreement of that?
Oh, thank you so much. Take care.
No, okay. We will be adjourning at 7:26.
Okay. Good night, everybody.
Night.
Good night.
Thank you.